Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology recently awarded its fourth round of grants in support of NSTIC, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. We already told you about pilot projects in the works for winners HealthIDX and MorphoTrust USA. The third and final winner is Galois, a computer science research and development company based in Portland, Oregon. The company has been in business since 1999. It focuses on cybersecurity and primarily serves the U.S. government.
Well, we've been following NSTIC for years, always very impressed with their pilots and their work. In this case, our product is in great shape for exactly this kind of funding, something very focused on deployment and getting it out there into real users' hands.
Isaac Potosny-Jones is the identity research lead at Galois. He's also CEO of Tosny, a Galois spinoff company that will serve as developer and tactical lead for the NSTIC work.
Tosny is itself a password-free mobile login system. You can use it to log into websites or into apps, and you use your mobile phone to log in. The way we think of it is that when your phone is the key, it makes it easier to use and more secure than passwords. And this new NSTIC funding will support us developing a new privacy-preserving personal data service. So the goal of this new product is to give users control not just over the login process, but also in the storage and sharing of their own personal private data.
The data storage system will rely on biometric authentication. Project partners also plan to develop transit ticketing on smartphones, integrating the secure system into an Internet of Things-enabled smart home. The work involves two separate production pilots.
One is with a really innovative IoT company doing smart home work. They're called IOTAS. And their really neat approach to the smart home is focusing on apartments instead of having users directly purchase and integrate smart home products into their own homes, which can be a little bit of a barrier to adoption. Having those products already integrated when somebody moves into their home. So it's a really great idea. And so we're going to be integrating in our password-free authentication system as well as our personal data service with their smart home IoT system. The other pilot is a mobile transit company. They do, particularly here in Portland, Oregon, they do mobile tickets for our local transit TriMet. The company is called Globe Sherpa, and they're also deployed in a number of other U.S.-based transit systems. And so the goal there will be integrating, again, the password-free login. You have users on the go using their mobile phone where typing a password is going to be challenging and time-consuming, especially if you're trying to catch a bus or whatever. So we want to give them a way to log in securely without a password and also, again, to store personal data such as, you know, what buses they ride when, habits, and things like that, and even in the end integrate these two systems together. So we have the smart home system and the bus system. So you can imagine that with the user's consent, they can choose to allow the sharing of data like, oh, I'm on my way home from work, so I'd like my home to start warming up the house, for instance. But you can imagine these little pieces of information about your life are very private, you know, when you're home, when you're traveling, what kind of appliances you have, and all these other things. So you want the users to have as much control over as possible over the storage and sharing of that data.
Galois is also partnering with SRI International, a world-renowned nonprofit research institute established in 1946.
They are providing biometric for enhanced login, so second factor biometric. And the one we're really looking at, we have a few different options we're working through, but one of the ones we're looking at is what's called a gate-based biometric, and that allows them to identify the user passively, again, with their consent and with privacy-preserving infrastructure in place, but they can identify the user while the user is walking around. So by the time they get their phone out of their pocket to make purchase of a ticket, for instance, or to perform some other action on their phone, we already have a pretty high confidence that that is the user. We really want to build out the new technical capability, get these into the hands of real users. And what we're trying to prove is that you can build security and privacy into these types of new technologies from the ground up. That kind of thing is really only going to happen if security is easy to use by default. So it's by default, it's on. That means easy for end users to use, but also really easy for software developers and for companies to adopt and integrate into their products. If you can really trust that your data is going to be used in the way that you hope and expect that it will be used, the way that's been communicated by the company to you, then you can do a lot more. We can all do a lot more on the internet if we all trust each other to do the right things. And security and privacy are the foundation for those trust decisions.
Galois was awarded about $1.85 million for the pilot's first year. It's a two-year timeline, so the company hopes the government will come through with additional funding in the second year, although it won't say how much that might be.
We'd just love if folks who hear about this would reach out to us. We are really looking for feedback and advice at this point about building a secure personal data service, what would make it easy to integrate into your product. And same thing goes for the secure authentication system, the password-free mobile authentication system. The more feedback we get, the more effective these pilots will be, because ultimately we want these to get out there into the market and have a positive influence on the security and privacy of end users.
That was Isaac Ptosny-Jones, CEO of Ptosny and Identity Research Lead at Galois, one of three fourth-round NSTIC Pilot Award winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.